Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, 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 bless the Lord Jesus. Our day begins and ends with you. Thank you for the testimony. Thank you for the praise. Thank you for the worship. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day that you have created. And want to say good morning, Jesus. because if it wasn't for you, Father, we would not be saying good morning to anybody else. If it wasn't for your grace and your tender mercies, the new mercies we see, if death had come in last night, Father, we wouldn't be saying good morning to nobody else. So we make sure we say good morning to you first, Father. And we say thank you for one more day, a brand new day. Thank you. Thank you for the privilege to serve in it. Thank you. Thank you over and over and over and over again. Bless our services on today, Father. We and you and you alone will receive all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Top of the morning to each and every one of you. And we want to thank you for being here with us on today as we come to celebrate Jesus Christ. Jesus, who is the Lord. He's the King. He's the Savior. Jesus, our chief intercessor, the propitiator for all of our sins. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the first and he's the last. He's the beginning and the end. Amen. He's everything. Amen. And so we just want to tell him good morning. Amen. And good morning to each and every one of you. If this is your first time with us, amen, please have a seat at the breakfast table. Spiritual Breakfast for Champions is about to be served. Amen. In Jesus' name. I want you to know, amen, that you can come back every morning and meet us here. Amen. At the same time, we're here 7 days a week. And we're pressing forward. We're pressing forward. Amen. We make a way. Amen. Out of no way. Amen. Because he's the one that makes the way out of no way. Amen. We just find a way. Amen. To keep on moving. To keep on moving. Amen. Yesterday when I woke up, I didn't have a voice. I didn't have a voice. I couldn't speak. Isn't that something? Amen. So we had to get real creative. Amen. I could have canceled. Amen. But the Holy Spirit showed me how to be creative and to keep something moving. Amen. Didn't have a voice. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Even now, I'm, amen, struggling. Amen. Glory be to God. But we just want to tell the Lord thank you. Amen. For absolutely, absolutely, absolutely everything. Amen. We pray that you have been enjoying, amen, the last several weeks. Amen. It's been quite a run as we've been talking and teaching and exhorting on prayer power, prayer power. There is power in prayer. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. Amen. So we pray that you are being blessed by it. Amen. Today we want to, amen, glory be to God, look in the different types of prayers. Amen. We may have to take this over today. Amen. We may have to. Amen. But we're going to begin. Amen. Because there are different types of prayer. Sometimes we think that there's only one way to pray. Amen. But the Bible shows us that there are different types of prayers. Amen. So we want to take a look at that today in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Beloved, Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 15, Hebrews 13:15. I'm going to be giving you some scriptures on this morning, so you definitely want to jot these down and come back to the replay. Amen. And get these scriptures for yourself. Amen. For your meditation. And then you probably will also have an opportunity to research and add additional scriptures. These are not the only scriptures. Amen. But these are some to get us started. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 15 says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. We're talking about the prayers of worship. I want you to know this morning that your worship to God, amen, is prayer. Glory, God is a spirit. We who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. And when you come to God, amen, and you press into worship. Now, worship is a pressing in, okay, because you just can't start in worship because your flesh is not going to allow you to get there. Worship is when you bypass, amen, your flesh, see, all the way into the spirit. See, and so how do we enter into worship? Amen. Well, he tells us, amen, to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Let us look at Psalms, amen, 100 this morning. Psalms 100 tells us this. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. And I want you to pay attention to this. Come before his presence with singing. You just don't go hopping in to, you know, hey, God, what's up? I need a blessing today. No, that's not the proper protocol. We're talking about approaching a king. We're talking about approaching God. We can't treat God like he's your home dog. And as I hear some people say, yeah, that's my home. No, he ain't your home dog because he ain't no dog. He created the dogs. So you notice it tells us to come before him with singing. And for those of us who sing, it didn't say you had to sound like Aretha Franklin or Mahalia Jackson because God is listening to your heart. See, you might be cracking up and got folks laughing at you, but God is not laughing at you when you sing to God from your heart. And if you ever notice when you start your prayer off with a song, your prayer shifts to a whole different dimension. The atmosphere, everything changes because you started your prayer off with a song. See? And plus you're doing what the Lord told you to do. So it tells us here to come before his presence with singing. Verse 3 says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and we are the sheep of his pasture. All right, so acknowledge him. This is protocol. He's a top God. He's a God with the big G. The other gods in the world, including yourself, are gods with a small G. He's the big G. All right, so this is what this scripture here is saying. Know who you're coming to. He's not to be played with. Then verse number 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. So the first thing before you ask God for anything is you want to thank God for everything. You got to thank God for what he already did. You got to thank God that you have life. You got to thank God that you have breath. See? And so often we want to jump in with our prayer requests, but you haven't said thank you for what he did yesterday, what he did today, what he did. And some of us, we know because we know people treat us like that. And maybe some of you treat other people like that. Gimme, 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 gimme. What you got? What you got? What you got? But you ain't said thank you for what they already did. So ungrateful. I've heard people, beloved, they've been sitting at the table eating. And while the food was going into their mouths, they said, "Well, I don't know what we're going to eat tomorrow." What you going to eat tomorrow? You haven't told God thank you for what's in your mouth right now. So he tells us, come in with thanksgiving. Did not the Bible tells us in all things give thanks? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Lord, thank you for the heat. You don't come and tell the Lord, well, oh, Lord, it's so hot out here. God knows how hot it is. And there's a place hotter than this. It's called hell. You think this hot? And this, I love it when I'm out and about and people want to start talking about the heat, because you know that's one of the first things they want to start talking about. I'm happy. Because I let them talk. When they get finished, I say, yeah, and there's a place hotter than this. Then you just open the door wide open for me to witness to you. I don't know. I ain't got much money. You better thank God for the money you got. I'm feeling a little bit of pain today. You better thank God you got life to feel the pain. If you was dead, believe me, you wouldn't be feeling no pain, baby. There's always something to thank God for. But you hear it all the time. You hear it all the time. Complaining. No, that is not the right attitude and the right posture for prayer. So as he says, enter into his gates. This is how you enter into God's gate. Lord, hey, God, I just want to tell you, thank you. Thank you for giving me another day. Lord, thank you. God, I thank you for making a way, God. See, your attitude is straight. And then you enter into his courts with praise. See, you can't praise God before you thank him. Maybe that's why some people have a hard time praising God, because you haven't learned to be grateful yet. And then you start praising God for, you know, all that he has done. And he has done so many things behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, in the scene. If God showed you everything he did for you, you might faint. If he showed you all the destruction he saved you from, that person that was right up on you, that bullet that had your name on it, if God showed you everything he did for you, but why he got to show you for you to be grateful? Why can't you believe it by faith that the Lord God, he is good? One of my prophet friends, thank God for Prophet Gail. She's a real prophet indeed. And we're praying for her healing. She sends me text messages every morning. Glory be to God. And she sent me a text message on yesterday. And she said this. She said, I want to be so full of Christ that if a mosquito bites me, it flies away singing. There is power in the blood. Ooh, I thought that was awesome. If a mosquito bites me, that mosquito is going to fly away. He said, there's power in the blood. My God, Suki. Okay, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. That is the protocol, beloved. Amen. The posture for prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. And then from there, we can enter into worship. Now we can enter into worship. Worship, beloved, is when we begin to see the manifold presence of God, the glory of God. I was at an event, glory be to God, last week with all those thousands of people. And the glory of God was so thick. Light was beaming out of my eyes. So if I would look down on a piece of paper to read it, it was like I was looking using a flashlight. Every place I looked around was like yellow, because that was the glory of God, amen, beaming out of my eyes. Matter of fact, I think it's still beaming. I've never had an experience with God such as this. And this is what worship does, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. He also tells us, amen, hallelujah, write this scripture down, amen, in Revelations, amen, chapter number 4. Revelation chapter number 4, amen. Look at verse number 11, and it says this. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Thank God, amen, for the prayer of worship, the prayer of admiration. Write that down in your notes on this morning. Amen. Psalms 148. Psalms 148. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse number 13. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and the heaven. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for prayer. So, beloved, your worship is a prayer. Your adoration towards God is a prayer. You blessing the Lord. Amen. That is a prayer. When you give God thanksgiving, amen, that is a prayer. Being thankful. You're praying. Hallelujah. It's a type of prayer. Glory be to God. Your gratitude unto the Lord. Glory be to God. Let us look at First Chronicles. Glory be to God. Chapter number 16. Chronicles chapter number 16. And let us go down to verse number 34. And it says this. It says, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise. Glory be to God. You see why the Lord tells us to praise him, beloved? Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. You see why the psalmist wrote all throughout the scriptures, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouth. Glory be to God. You see why the scripture tells us to be thankful? Because this is a type of prayer. When he tells us, amen, to pray without ceasing, that don't mean that you're always on your knees praying. Glory be to God. When you're giving God praise, you're praying. When you're giving God worship, you're praying. When you're blessing the Lord, you're giving God prayer and recognition. See? Prayer is not always asking God for something. Glory be to God. It's giving him something. Glory be to God. What does God want of you? Glory be to God. Well, I'm going to tell you what God wants of you. Romans 12 makes it plain. If you're not clear, I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. That's what God wants. God wants you. God wants your whole heart. He don't want just a piece of it. When you feel like sharing, he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Or Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. You can't two-time him. He's a jealous God. You can't do that. He wants all of you. See? Glory be to God. And so we show the Lord, amen, how much we appreciate him and love him. How many people do you know, only time they come to God is when they got a whole laundry list? Now, God will hear your laundry list. He's not going to turn your list around. Glory be to God. But maybe the reason your laundry list is as long as it is because you're not approaching God and we're in the right protocol. You're not telling him thank you for what he already did. You're not blessing his name. Huh? You just saying, gimme, 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 gimme. What have you done for me lately? Glory be to God. Let us look at, amen. Let's look at maybe there's a couple more. Amen. We may have to do a two-part here. In Jesus' name. Let us look in James chapter number 5. James chapter number 5. Excuse me. Amen. And we want to start reading in verse 13. James chapter number 5 and 13. And it reads like this. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Thank God for the word of God. Beloved, that's what you call the prayer of faith. That's what you call the prayer of faith. That's a different type of prayer. You're supposed to be praying one for the other. You're supposed to be praying for the sick. Glory be to God. That's why the Bible says, amen, pray without ceasing. Because there's always a reason to pray. There's always an occasion to pray. There's always somebody to pray for. Now, I've heard somebody, matter of fact, the Lord took him home. He was supposed to have been a preacher. I don't know. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. I don't know. I ain't judging it. I'll see him in heaven when I get there, hopefully. We was talking about a certain individual. He said, I ain't praying for them. He said, I ain't praying for them. Well, I guess he said he wasn't going to pray, whatever reason. But the person that we was talking about is still living. And the preacher man done went on. He went on. He died during COVID. You might not want to pray for somebody. That don't mean it's right. If you don't want to pray for somebody, you know what? That's a condition of something that's in your heart. Yeah, because they just get on my nerves. And you got your reasons for not praying for them. But you know what? And they might be guilty, because the truth of the matter is we all guilty. But the fact that you don't want to pray for them and it's something in your heart that makes you not want to pray for that person is a sign that there's something in your heart. Matter of fact, they probably need to pray for you. Because you ain't going to heaven with that bull crap. And we think it's okay. That if we drop dead right now, and if Jesus cracked the sky, that we going up. Oh, you going up, amen, with all that stuff in your heart, talking about who you praying for and who you not praying for, like your name is God. Like you got the power to heal them anyhow. We have a response. Look, anytime the Bible tells us to pray for our enemies, that shows you right there we supposed to be praying for everybody. If you like them or if you don't like them. And guess what? If you don't like them and you start praying for them, guess what? You're going to like them. Job was healed when Job prayed for his friends. And his friends was wrong. They was ignorant. They was accusing Job of sinning. I know they probably aggravated Job because they was talking a bunch of foolishness.
And Job didn't want to be involved in the foolishness. But when Job prayed for his friends, God did not heal Job until Job prayed for his friends. Is it possible that some of you right now haven't received your healing because you refused to pray for certain folks? Suppose God did you that way. Suppose God did you that way. Oh, it was you again. And wasn't you just here on yesterday? And what you want now? Suppose God did you that way. The prayer of intercession. And where we have been for several weeks, amen, talking about the prayer of intercession. And we've showed you many scriptures on that, many scenarios, many stories. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we can read more. Daniel, the book of Daniel is a real wonderful scripture. Amen. Chapter number 9. Read the whole chapter. Amen. It talks about the prayer of intercession, supplication, petition. Amen. Let us look, amen, this morning, amen, on Colossians chapter number 1. Colossians chapter number 1. I'm just going to read a couple verses in your hearing. Okay. Thank you, Father God. Okay. Colossians chapter 1. All right. Verse number 9. Thank you, Father God. Colossians, amen, chapter 1, verse number 9. I'll read in your hearing. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Let's read one more. Let's read verse number 12. Giving thanks unto the Father. Somebody say giving thanks unto the Father. Giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. God, the prayer of intercession, the prayer of supplication, the prayer of petition. Glory be to God. Beloved, all these are prayers. Amen. That we can pray. Amen. And there's many more. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Lord's willing, we are pick up here on tomorrow if the Lord say so. Amen. We want to talk a little bit about corporate prayers. Amen. We want to talk a little bit about prayer of consecration. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The prayers of transformation. Amen. There's many type of prayers. There's different type of prayers. The Bible tells us that. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me see if I can give you one more scripture before we close out on this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. All right, I'll give it to you on tomorrow. Amen. I'm going to show you the scripture that says that. Amen, directly. Amen. So if you find it first, amen, good. Hold on to it. I'll give it to you on tomorrow. We'll open up with that one in Jesus' name. Amen. So what are we saying this morning, beloved? We're saying there's no excuse. There's no excuse. With the different types of prayer, the prayers of worship, the prayers of thanksgiving, amen, adoration. So we should constantly, now we are equipping ourselves to constantly pray without ceasing. Because if you're not coming to God asking him for nothing, then you're coming to him blessing him. You're coming to him praising him. You're coming to him being thankful for what you got. I don't care where you live. You got a roof over your head? Now, you ought to be grateful. No, I ain't got no roof over here. Where you at? I'm over here at the YMCA. Thank God for that. No, I had to sleep in my car last night because I had to find a place to live. Thank God you had a car to sleep in. Thank God that God gave you another day to look. See, there's always something to thank God for. It's just how we look at it. You can look at the glass half full or half empty. I don't care what you're going through. It could always be worse. But when you have the right attitude with God, your attitude will determine your aptitude with him. Whatever you are great, the law of attraction tells us whatever we are thankful for, we get more of. Glory be to God. So it's always a reason to praise God. Always. That's why he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, this is a constant relationship, fellowship. We're talking something that happens 24/7. You sit down and, God, I thank you I was able to sit down. God, I thank you I was able to get up. God, oh, God, thank you for that glass of water. That water felt good going down. Or people might think you crazy, but you ain't talking to them. Give them no never mind. God, I thank you for getting me here safely. You're praying, saints. God, I thank you. God, I thank you for that meal. God, I thank you. And so, and we, the more we praise him, beloved, amen, we'll notice that that all that complaining and negativity will be overwritten. We ain't focusing on the negative. We ain't focusing on the negativity. We're not focusing on what we don't have. We're focusing on the God who has everything. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Pray. And so maybe that's why some of you get bored in praying, because you only pray the one kind of prayer. And you didn't know that these other forms was considered prayer. So you say you run out of words, and you will run out of words. I say pray until the Holy Ghost take over. Let the Holy Ghost pray through you. That's the best form of prayer. We'll talk about that tomorrow, Lord's willing. And maybe that's why you're bored in your prayer life. Switch your prayers up. Stop asking God for something and start giving him something. And what he wants is you and your prayer and your praise and your worship. That's what God wants. Will you give it to him? Glory be to God. We want to thank God. Amen for the word of God on today. Okay, we had some birthdays this month. We're going to maybe have to start doing things a little bit differently, because God is making a shift in this ministry. And y'all may not be hearing from me every morning. Matter of fact, we're raising up our ministry partners and disciples to take over. And let's give them a round of applause. But they did a wonderful job last week. They did a wonderful job. Our Minister Shannon, our Minister Joanne, amen. Our Evangelist Nancy. And for those who took over while I was away last week, they did a wonderful job. Amen. God bless you. All the ministers in this, everyone that serves in this ministry, when given the opportunity, you do a wonderful job. So we want to say thank you. But because there is a shift in this ministry, beloved, y'all will not be hearing from me every day. The doors are opening right now. And I don't know how God's going to do it all. All I know is God is doing it, and I told the Lord yes. So because of that, amen, when it comes to our birthdays, we're probably going to have to take one day a month and celebrate all the birthdays in that month. I think that's going to be the smartest way to do it, because when we miss a birthday, then somebody's offended because we didn't recognize your birthday. Or last week, it was our brother David Richardson's birthday, and our brother Tyrone Reed was in charge. You believe that? Hey, thank God for the men. But he had no way of opening up the platform because I haven't been able to teach anybody the back office yet. Because first of all, I got to find somebody that's interested. And if you don't support this ministry, then you ain't interested. You ain't interested. Some people only show up when it's their time to preach. But God's going to work that part out. Amen. And then I don't even know if our calendar is up to date. So there's a lot of work to be done. So for this month, we had our sister Priscilla Woods. If you miss Sister Priscilla, it's not too late. It's still in the month. Send her out a text. Tell her happy belated birthday. Our brother David Richardson sent his wife out a text and talked to him through the wife. You got to be careful with that. All right. Wish him happy birthday. Let me see who else we had this month. I don't even know. I don't even know. Okay. Today is our minister, Denise Jackson's birthday. Amen. We want to thank God for this woman of God. Amen. I think I see her last four numbers on our switchboard. Amen. We want to thank God for her and all that she does in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. And to God be praised. Birthdays are special. Birthdays are special. But my philosophy in life is every day is your birthday. That's my philosophy. Amen. Glory be to God. You ought to be living it like that. Amen. Why? Amen. Because it's a day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. So if we don't have your birthday, amen, make sure we get your birthday. We'll put your birthday on the calendar, and we're going to come up with something different where we're going to take one day a month, amen, and celebrate all of our birthdays for that month, a time when I will be present, because I know you feel some kind of way if I ain't there. All right, so God bless Moses. Okay, let us open up the lines on today. Let me, give me one second here. Thank y'all for praying for me. My voice is, it was coming and going. And I'm sitting here now sweating like a hound dog. I don't know what's going on, but I believe God that I'm healed. I believe God I have something important to do today. I don't know if the Lord's going to allow me to go or not. Amen. But please continue and thank you for your prayers for me. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Let us see. Let's pray a little bit of this.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Amen, 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 amen. Evangelist Denise Jackson, are you with us on this morning?
GP, are you with me? God, people, are you with me? Yes, I am. Good morning.
Amen, amen. I thought I recognized the last four digits of your phone number. Amen.
Yes, sir.
We want to give you blessings on this morning, on this your special day. Glory be to God. Amen. Love from God, amen. Our Father, from me to Apostle Alfreda and all the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. We have opened up the line in a minute. Amen. But we just want to thank God for your faithfulness in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Always looking to serve. Amen. A soul winner and not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And looking for opportunities to be used in his kingdom. Amen. You come from a long way. There's a story behind your praise. The Lord has brought you through this and he's brought you through that, but God has brought you through and he has brought you to this day. And we want to say happy, 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 happy birthday. Amen. I pray, thank God, amen, for your service in the ministry, the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministry. You have been partnering with us for quite a few years now, and we thank God for you. Thank God for your elevation. Amen. And just want to thank God for, you know, your anointing as a prayer warrior, your desire to go deep into God's word. You don't like to hit the surface. You want to go deep in God's word. And that's that hunger and thirst that you have for righteousness. So we see that. We appreciate that in you. And so we just want to say thank God for you. I pray that this birthday is the best out of all the rest. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. When next year come, Lord's willing, it'll be at the bottom, because every year we'll get better and better and better and better and better and better and better. So happy birthday to you, my sister. We love you. I love you. Amen. And wishing you a splendid day in the Lord. Amen. So I'm going to let you, if you'd like to have remarks, and I'm going to give the benediction, and then we will matter of fact, hold your thoughts for 1 second. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Minister Denise. Thank you for her birthday. Thank you for the preached word that came forth today. Thank you for everybody under the sound of our voice. Thank you, Father God, for absolutely, absolutely everything. Now, Father God, we put all this in your hands as we switch gears now, the focus on my sister. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and in case someone, Father God, has to go, Father, in the name of Jesus, may they go with the blessing. Father, as we go forward today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. Father, we say thank you for the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and adds no sorrow to it. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, Minister Denise, amen. We want to give you the floor, amen, at this time. And then afterwards, we will open up the lines for anyone who desires to speak. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle. Oh, boy, you almost make me cry. I weep. I used to apologize about crying. My Sunday school teacher told me about 15 years. She went on to be with the Lord about 2 years ago. She said, Sister Z, don't ever apologize. That's purring fire in your heart. I still remember that. That was about 16 years ago she said that. But amen. You said my life story, Apostle. I said, ooh, she dead on it. Ooh. I said, she dead on it. Because every mountain and every valley that he brought me through, and I appreciate the word. I'm living with my sister. Give him praise. You said if you're in a car, you got a car. Give him praise. So if you're in a shelter, you're sheltered. Paul and Silas was in a prison. I ain't come to bring the word or anything, but the word is in me, so now I'm not going to apologize for that. They was in a prison. It's not like the prisons today. No, you can't compare that. You could be chained to a dead body. And Paul and Silas, I'm probably sure it was dead bodies all around them, and they still was giving God glory. So that was up to me this morning. I mean, you know what, Pastor Barron, 65 years old. I said, 65? I teased the kids. I said, 58. I said, oh, good God. That do seem ancient when I say the number is 58. What was happening in 58? But I looked that up, too. A lot of things was happening. I think a stamp was 2 cents and all that kind of stuff. But I am grateful. And Minister Gwendolyn Richardson, she said, like, 2 years ago, do things intentional. And so today, I want to intentionally serve him. I want to intentionally shepherd it, shot. Give him praise. Pastor Bradford, it's been a trying year this year, since my husband's death, one of the most trying. But I'm going to tell you this. The Bible says to rejoice. And it goes on to say, because I know you always say, I am exceedingly well. The Bible says to exceedingly rejoice. That means past your natural shabak. Shit, it'll shy. It takes it up to another level. But I'm going to serve him no matter what comes my way. My parents, you know, my mother passed 2 years ago, and my father just shortly before her. And I give God glory in all things. See, let me see this day. And for this day, I'm going to honor him in spirit, soul, and all my heart. I will serve the Lord. I told my parents, I'm going to serve the Lord. You know, we'd be hit, you know, different ways. We're hit on every side. But I thank God to serve under you, Apostle, because I remember the first year that we served under you, me and Tina, so many have left and gone on and so forth. But as I said, you entreated something in me because you all called us ministers. Everybody on this line, and they could say something as well, because you went, and then you said, Sister Minister Denise, come bring a word of exhortation. I ran to the Bible to figure the word out. Me and Sister Gwen laughed about it because I did not know what it meant. I know now. We're growing. And that scripture that you said is very powerful. And you know my favorite scripture is Ephesians 1, 16 to the 20th verse. And this is my prayer for everyone on the line, that the God, the Lord of our fathers, give you revelation knowledge in him. The eyes of your understanding will be enlightened, and you may know the hope of glory that's in you. And also it goes on in the 20th verse, I think, that you be seated in high places and everything is beneath us. Everything, because he exalted us high above every principality. I love that scripture. I've been loving it for 23 years. Gwendolyn Richardson been my sister in Christ for 23 years. It'll be 24th this year. So, Pastor Bradford, I'm very glad to 65. That seems so ancient, but it ain't that ancient. But I give God glory. I give God glory. Those trials, they perfected something in me. All they did was push me to know that I'm not ashamed of the gospel, and I will continue with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you talked about worship. I can go on, but Pastor, I remember so many lessons that you had taught. And one time you allowed me and Sister Tina and several Elder Valerie Cartier to talk about worship. I think, I don't know whether you, I'm sure you do remember that. And the Lord allowed me to say that worship is non-negotiable. What that mean, Evangelist Denise? What it mean? We don't negotiate. When you get up, open up your mouth, no matter how you feel. Amen. I yield the floor, Apostle. I love you, and I had said in my heart that, you know, God has sent me into different ministries and things like that, especially with children. But I said, Pastor Bradford, meet me. I didn't tell anyone. I said in my heart, I don't have to tell nobody. I just do the work. Do the work. Ephesians 4, it said do the work. Do the work. And when you need me for something, I'm there. You allowed women and men, I'm going to leave no men out, to serve on this platform. Denise Jackson, I'm very grateful how you let the Lord use you to allow to use us. This platform was the very first. Is the minister needs what platform? This one right here, Life Word of Jesus, Kingdom Ministry. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled because Jesus Christ, he is Lord. I yield the mic. Thank you, Apostle. I'm grateful.
Amen. Amen. And we are grateful also, amen, to have you, amen, as a part of the team. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Thank you. All right. Amen. I'm opening up the lines. Amen. Glory. As the lines are open, amen, we're not going to drag it out. Amen. You can just jump in. Everybody take about a minute, and then everybody will be able to say something. Amen. Without us going too late. Amen. So the floor is opening as your calls are open. You feel free to speak.
Good morning. God be glory, honor, and praise. This is Sister Kathy calling all the way from Williamsport, Pennsylvania, wishing you a very merry, happy birthday, Sister Denise. God bless you. I remember when I came on this line, and the first time I heard you pray, I said, whoa, who is that? All that thunder in her voice. I just thank and praise God for you for all the years that we've served on this ministry together. Much respects to you, Apostle of Dr. Bradford, this morning, and everyone on the line. God bless you. God bless you. And I pray that God will give you all of your heart's desires on this today, your birthday, because as the Apostle said earlier, birthdays are special, very special, and I love birthdays. So God bless you. God bless you. Enjoy in Jesus' name. I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you, Minister. Thank you so much, Kathy. Thank you so much.
Let me see. Good morning.
You're talking.
Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Good morning, Sister Denise. This is Joanne Thurman. I don't know how I feel about you. We're not missing an opportunity to wish you a happy birthday. I was thinking while you were talking about when we first met, we had that meeting at the donut shop, and we were sitting in the chair, and you came in with the good force, and we sat and had that meeting and talked. And from that moment on, you have been a pillar in our ministry, and the growth from that day on up until this moment has been very remarkable, how God has blessed you and enlarged your territory and put you in a realm of excellence with his glory. And you're an encourager and strict and forceful, but kind and gentle. And he's just made you into the wonderful person that you are, and a warrior princess is what I'm going to call you. And we love you very much. We're hoping that you enjoy your day and just live the good life that God has in store for you, and the blessings just rain down on you, everything that you stand in the need of, that he will provide for you. Happy birthday. Peace and grace be with you.
Peace and grace be multiplied to everyone that gave me a greeting. I love all you deeply, dearly. I'm not partial in my love. No, Denise, not. I mean, we have had more relationships with other people. And, but I'm not partial. I love all you.
Sister Denise, good morning. This is Sister Tanya and Brother Jerome, and we'd like to take the opportunity.
Oh, Sister Tanya. Good to hear you.
Hello. We'd like to take the opportunity to wish you a very happy birthday.
Good morning. Blow the whistle. Another year.
Yes, that God continue to share, to continue to shower again his richest blessings upon you and all of that your heart's desire, that he will give that to you. He said there is no good thing that he will withhold from you as you walk upright before him. It is his good pleasure to have you in good health and prosperous. And so we wish that also for you. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy.
Sister Tanya, encourager. I always call you a teacher because your voice just amplified teaching. I'm sorry to make a remarks after each one of y'all, but I just got to. Well, it's my birthday. I can do what I want to do. No, I'm kidding.
Any other expressions? Wait a minute. What happened here? Wait a minute.
Pastor Bradford, you are healed. You are healed. You are healed, and nothing formed against you will prosper. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing seen or unseen.
Wherever they are, you over here.
Good morning.
We're going to wish you a happy birthday.
Morning, my sister.
This is
a month morning.
It's a day to be thankful. But we know God is there. He's always been there. Because we look to the Lord and to the hills for our strength, which I have come from. We know that we can't move mountains because Christ, he moves us from the roof. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for blessing us for our birthday. Let us all have a birthday. But the day is coming where we're going to be praising you, Lord, because the birth of Christ today is a day to remember also, Lord. Christmas is everybody's heart is open. I don't care who it is, who are you are, you can be a Scrooge if you want. But God can be remembered everywhere throughout the world. So we thank you, Lord, for being for us. We thank you for blessing to me. My birthday also this month. We thank you, Brother Tyrone, for congratulating me on my birthday. May we see many, many more. And Pastor Frieda Bradford, we thank you, Lord, for your line and your appreciation, and call us all ministers. And so whatever you need from us, so we always going to be there Pastor Bradford for you. Any way we know how, we can pray, we're going to be doing it. So we thank you for it, and we thank you for this time. And my wife is here, she's trying to get through.
Good morning. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Well, good morning, giving honor to our wonderful God. Lord and Savior, and thanking him for life and getting up this morning and thanking him for Frieda Bradford, our wonderful woman of God, anointed on her, and so many other things. But this special, special day is yours, Denise, and I just love you so much. And like you said, 23 wonderful, wonderful, glorious family, friends, Christians, sisters, cries, laughs, jokes, whatever the case might be. God is so good, and I am so proud of you. I am so proud from the beginning of time when God blessed me and you to meet, and we walked together with your family. And, oh, God, there's so much to say about you, young lady, and God is just so good, and the anointings that he definitely have in your life, around your life, through your life is so great. And I thank you so much this morning for being my sister in Christ and praying for my family and standing beside me, and we both standing beside each other. So you have a blessed everything. You know that's my word. You have a blessed everything, because everything is God and everything is anointed on your life. So you just have a wonderful day. You have a wonderful everything in Jesus' special, omnipotent, powerful name. And I love you guys. I love you, Pastor Bradford. You in my prayers every day. Every time I think, I just think of the growing part that you have put in my spirit and what you have done for many, many, many of God's people. So we love you. We thank you. We adore you. Happy birthday, Denise. I love you forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. My forever friend, Minister Gwendolyn Richardson and David Richardson. Gwendolyn Richardson first spoke to me about 20 years ago. She said, "You want to teach Sunday school? You want to teach the word?" I said, "What? Really?" So shall it. So it was. So, amen.
Amen. Love you, sister.
Love you even more.
Amen. Anybody else would like to jump in? Amen.
Because I got 2 minutes past the Bradford.
You have to go to work. Okay. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, and grace us with the benediction. Well, we already did a benediction. That's just make it official. Make it official on your birthday, sister. Amen. God bless you.
Yeah. God bless you, Apostle. We speak life over Apostle Bradford, and God always has more to say about those who he tells me. We renounce anything that's coming against her body. You are a false spirit. Yes. You have no authority over her. We command you. Because God has given us authority. Somebody said, Joanne Thurman said, no, because I believe what the word said. He said he give us power.
Mm-hmm.
Power was what is the thing. But we command, and her throat, as soon as she get off the phone and just drink something, it's going to be well. She's going to be preaching with more power.
Mm-hmm.
Lying demon.
Mm-hmm.
Cancel your assignment. And so I give God glory. I had to learn what a benediction is too, Apostle. But I know it's a closing, it's just a closing remark and a closing blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord, because that's going to be on my test.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a test. Pray for me in September.
Mm-hmm.
So, Minister Joanne, she knows I got to study that too. Now unto him. And y'all know what it is, but I give God glory and I pray that the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, it will be acceptable. We have to do things that's acceptable. And Minister said, hallelujah, Gwendolyn Richardson, that we do things intentionally give him glory. As Pastor Bradford gave the word today, put that in your heart, the word. Worship is not negotiable. It's not how I feel, not for Denise. Shouldn't be for you also. Let's seek somebody out to pray for today. Let's seek somebody out to do a good deed. You might have a dollar. Give him 50 cents. I don't know what you're going to do. But he's going to put somebody by your path today. Pray for them.
Hallelujah.
Encourage them. For that, I glorify your name. My favorite scripture, Ephesians 1, that God, the Lord of our Father, grant unto you peace, and that the eyes of your understanding, I should have known that scripture by heart, but I know the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. That means when you read the word, he'll give you revelation, and that he will give you revelation knowledge today. That is my prayer. That is my prayer for each person, and I never knew that was a prayer. Amen. Satan is defeated. And Pastor Bradford, I used to get loud with this when we used to do it on the phone. Satan is defeated. Darkness is the cell.
Yeah.
For Jesus Christ. He is Lord. And as Pastor Bradford said, either he's Lord in your life or he's not Lord at all. Choose.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Just because it's my birthday, I'm still going. I'm about to go out here. And if I could speak the Lord to somebody, Lord, put somebody in my path, and I know that he will.
Amen.
Everyone have an exceedingly awesome day today. Sister Denise, I'm signing out. I give God glory for this day, because I've been into this day with a grateful heart. I'm grateful. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for this year of 1958, whatever happened in that year. I don't know. A lot of stuff happened.
Yeah.
I just give God glory. The kids tease me. Oh, that's ancient. Yeah. But I'm still here, and I give God glory. Many didn't make it, but we did. All of us on this line, we made it. For that, I'm going to give him glory. And he's going to open up my mouth and give him glory. And I'm going to praise him for you, too. I'm signing out, Apostle Bradford. I love you.
Yeah.
Everyone have a good day.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.